30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Thank you this Saturday morning for tuning in to Rosie on the House. It's every Arizona homeowner's weekend happy place, weekend morning tradition, and we're proud to be a part of it. Thanks for tuning in. It's a 9 o'clock hour where we invite people to call in with whatever project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin and see if we can't put our over 40 years of building and remodeling in Arizona, put that experience to work for you, the Arizona homeowner. We'll give you tricks and tips of the trade, give you the tools you ought to be using, and actually give you actual material brand names of products we found to be particularly successful in our great state. As you may have been hearing the last couple weeks, Jennifer and I took an extended stay out of the country. We got back. We were back about a week, and then I again had to leave again. And in both those instances, I was in locations right on the coast where I didn't have to inhale any pollens or pollution of any type. I was enveloped in clean air coming off the Mediterranean Ocean and then again off the Gulf in Key West. And it has been a long time since I've enjoyed the freedom of breath that I had in that experience. And I tell you what, folks, when we were flying home from the Spanish Mediterranean, from the time I landed at Sky Harbor to the time I got to the luggage carousel, I knew I was home. and that was the middle of April. So I wanted to bring in a good friend, Dr. Michael Manning from Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, who I visit weekly. Thank you, Dr. Mike, for that, to keep my highly allergic body in check so I can enjoy the great state of Arizona. Thanks for coming in today, man.
Absolutely. Rosie, good to be here.
So I get home from the Mediterranean, middle of April. Arizona's completely torn up for like 2 weeks in this dust situation and this wind-blowing situation. I mean, there were days you couldn't hardly even see the sun. It was legit like this yellow, you know, cloud covering everything. And I'd show up at the office, and the misery index was like off the charts. And y'all didn't have an empty seat in the house.
You know, you're traveling in the worst time of the year for us. You know, spring is really mid-February through 100 degrees. Allergy sufferers love triple digits. So when we get to 100 degrees, it gets better for you for a lot of reasons. One, you're staying inside more. The plants don't pollinate. But when you are coming and going in mid-April, we just are exploding around here. So when you get away from it, you're going to feel better. And coastal environments, if people are saying, where should I move? There's no perfect place for allergies. I mean, if you're allergic, your body will probably find something to react to. But if you can be coastal, and coastal where the wind's coming off the water blowing inland, there's no pollen on the coast. Ugh. It's all blowing inland. So
it's delicious.
It's like the West Coast. I would rather have allergy sufferers live on the West Coast than the East Coast because prevailing winds go west to east. So it's clean air right there. Now, once you're inland, it's game's over.
Gets
it's just
complicated.
Like being here. Correct.
And I want to talk about the complication of breathing clean air. If Jennifer would do it, and she won't, but if Jennifer would do it, I mean,
blaming it on Mama.
I would move. I would live in probably Park City from November to April, and then I would live in Antarctica like from April to September.
Those would be good pollen-free zones.
See, I could breathe year-round.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you could be in Antarctica year-round, too, so yeah, that'll also work.
No. But when I'm away on a extensive ski vacation, 3 or 4 or 5 days or more, it's glorious.
Right.
It's absolutely glorious. And I don't want to infer that, you know, the treatments I've been getting for 40 years aren't working, because before, I could not have lived here.
Yeah.
I couldn't have stayed. And the irony is when we came here, in the 60s, we came with my family because this was an area you wouldn't suffer allergies.
Well, that's a little bit of an urban myth.
Okay.
There's a lot of desert plants that are allergenic. We have our own native desert ragweed that pollinates twice a year, which is different than back east and Midwest. So, you know, our Midwesterners that come out here and move it this way, they're used to August, September ragweed. The first frost goes away. We get ragweed in the fall out here, so they'll still suffer with that, but there's no short season. And our desert plants turn around and get us in the spring. So there's a lot of native desert plants that are allergens. It's just as people have moved here and made it an oasis and not just the desert, it's gotten a lot worse, plus all the pollution issues and that we deal with. So, I mean, there's a lot of breathing problems here that are allergy-induced. There's also non-allergy breathing problems. So if a patient like yourself says, man, I go to the coast and I feel a lot better, we say that's probably a good indication that it's some allergy here that's bothering you. Because if you go and you don't really improve, a lot of different things can be going on. But if you can get to the coast, get to California, stand and let the water lap at your feet for a few days, a week, and everything gets better, that's an allergy that you're suffering here.
Yeah, we kind of narrow it down. As a matter of fact, Dr. Gene, mm-hmm. just recently, I haven't been skin tested probably in 10 years at least.
Yeah.
And she said, let's just run it all again. And it was the same result as it was before. I'm allergic to everything.
Yeah.
I reacted to all 60 pricks on my back.
Yeah. The unfortunate thing with allergies, there's no true cure. I don't care what type of allergy you're talking about. Unless you're not exposed, there's no true cure. It's all about control. So
yeah.
Everybody can reach a different level of control, and it just depends on how allergic you are and what you're allergic to. The more you're allergic to, the harder it is to control. If it's one thing, that's pretty easy, but kind of like yourself, when it's every month of the year and animals and all that kind of stuff, it's just a harder issue to deal with.
Well, I want to talk more about living in Arizona
Correct.
And keeping it manageable, but we've got somebody on hold that wants to join the conversation, talk about air conditioning. One of the things I want to talk to you about is how much good does it do to create a perfectly pure indoor environment in your home, your bedroom, your living room, your kitchen, if in fact you're outside as much as I am? And I want to get to that in just a minute.
And as we bring Tom in to the conversation, did I just hear right? Did Dr. Manning just give us tax advice? He just told us how to write off a California vacation for medical purposes?
Yeah. Can you write?
Did I read between the lines correctly?
You just need his signature on a prescription pad.
All right. I think I just got a summer vacation.
2 weeks in Santa Barbara for you. All right, let's bring Tom into the conversation here. Rosie on the house. Good morning, Tom.
Hello.
What's your project today?
Go ahead.
What's your project today, my friend?
Okay, I have to replace my house AC. It's a 4-ton. I'm in a double-wide, 3-bedroom, 2-bath home. And the guy from Howard Air, he's telling me I got to keep my 4-ton, but I've heard you guys say that the newer units are more efficient, haven't I? And that a lot of times you want to go to a smaller tonnage unit so it doesn't turn off and on so much.
Tom, what vintage is your modular home? How old is it?
About 10 years old.
Okay, so that tells me a lot. And then how many people live in the house?
Just me right now.
Okay, and are you a year-round resident?
Yes, I actually had a stroke last year, so I'm home all day, every day.
And in the summer, what temperature do you keep your air conditioning set to?
Well, typically, like between the 3 and 8,
uh-huh.
I'll be having it at 83 degrees.
Okay.
83 or 84 degrees.
And
you know, cooling it. I mean, that's where I'll set the thermostat. You know, super cool it during the day.
Okay.
You know, during my off-peak hours.
So in the middle of the summer, your summer bill is probably only bouncing around $225, $250, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. So what was it that drove you to a 10-year air conditioning unit? You should maybe be able to get some more years out of that. What drove you to get quotes to replace your unit?
Well, first of all, it stopped blowing the cold air. Howard Air came out. I'm on one of their maintenance plans.
Okay, good.
And he was asking me how old it is, and the thing is, it's made noise for a few years now.
Okay.
The first 5 years of use, it was in the direct sunlight all day long. It's in the shade now, but, you know,
With a tree that's grown up?
But it's really noisy even when it's running right.
Okay. Well, here's what I would recommend you do, Tom. ask the man from your – the fact that you have a relationship with an air conditioning contractor is great. Okay. Ask to see the manual J calculation on it. We do tell people, generally speaking, when you're getting a quote to replace your current air conditioning unit, we can almost every time take a half or one ton off your existing system. That's going to save you money on the equipment because you'll be buying smaller equipment. You're going to be buying much more efficient equipment than what we were putting on 10 years ago. And you're going to be buying equipment that costs you less to run. And air conditioning costs money to start. It takes 6 times more energy to start than it does to run. So if an air conditioner comes on, a small air conditioner comes on and runs a long time, you're going to save a lot more money over an oversized unit that turns off and on. And the other thing to go along with the topic of breathing clean air, a smaller unit running longer will filter the air inside your house, creating better air quality inside your house than a large unit shutting on and off all the time. So before I would go with that 4-ton quote, I would ask them to please produce a manual J spreadsheet. That's a calculation of the BTU consumption your house is consuming through the windows, through the walls, through the attic, through the floor. They have to know what kind of insulation you've got and all of that. Then it spits it out exactly. Here's the size unit you need. I believe a manual J calculation should be mandatory on every air conditioner replacement and every air conditioner replacement, and we don't see it done often enough.
And even at the end of that, you could still have two different opinions, three and a half, multivariable speed. There can be health conditions taking into effect on needing to maintain a good 72 degrees, something a little lower. So even after a scientific estimate, you'll get multiple opinions.
Well, I'll tell you one place you won't get multiple opinions is where to buy your next vehicle. It ought to be a Ford, and it ought to be Sanderson Ford, all right? Sure. Now, look, it's the big time. It's time to get Arizona's largest Ford dealership, Sanderson Ford. Go hit them for their biggest sale in 63 years. This 63rd anniversary sale is big time. They've loaded up their 65-acre complex with over 1,500 new Fords in stock, all with big-time discounts. For example, purchase the all-new 2018 EcoSport SUV for only $16,900 or a four-door Super Crew F-150 truck for only $28,900. You'll get big-time savings on Arizona's biggest selection of new Fords, and on top of all the incentives and big-time discounts, you'll get a 55-inch TV for or a $500 Visa gift card with every new Ford. The biggest sale in 63 years is on now at Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue. Just remember, Sanderson's always closed on Sunday.